Hey, just talk about your ability to rush the passer and how you think that can help out the Vikings.
That's my number one asset. Just kind of just even from high school to college to now. There's only a few people that can do that that are really good for that, and that's me right there. Every single day I just think about it, just quarterbacks, and I think my passion and just my commitment and just me thriving, just me just trying to become a better football player every single day. And now I'm having the honor to be a part of the Vikings family. I feel like I'm gonna bring a lot to the table, and they made the right decision, and I'm gonna make everyone proud here.
Now, you had offers from places like Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame. What got you to go to Northwestern?
Yeah, because I was foreshadowing, man. I didn't feel I was gonna go to Vikings purple, so I have to wear Northwestern purple.
There you go.
I'm kind of a genie. I'm not trying to brag about that, but in all seriousness, I'm the first one in my family born in Nigeria. So my parents didn't really watch much football and all that. So I kind of used football as a tool to get me into these smart academic schools. But then after, like, I got pretty good at sports, I'm pretty good at this sport. Like, I can't get the hang of this. And I wasn't really thinking about professionals until I remember I flunked this econ final my sophomore year of college. I was like, oh, God. I don't know if school can work out for me. but overall, I kind of sophomore year, I kind of had that relapse. Like, I can be really good at football if I really focus. So I kind of took the initiative from my sophomore year till now to say, hey, everything I do now, everything's going to dictate of me trying to become a professional level and ultimately someday get drafted and play on Sundays.
Did you have to convince your family at all that, hey, this is the passion I want to chase now, not necessarily?
Yeah. So, for the NFL, no, but for high school, yeah. So when I told my parents, I'm like, hey, I'm making the NFL. I'm going to try to make the NFL. My parents were like, honey, at the end of my mom told me, honey, at the end of the day, I want you to be happy. If it's you doing school, that's fine. If it's you chasing your dreams of becoming an NFL player, that's fine, too. So my parents have been just a great support. My family has always been a great support. They've always told me, you got to have a fallback, which is your academics. But, hey, once you get your degree and everything, if you want to become a ballerina, go ahead. But, yeah, you have to have your degree. But for the most part, they've just supported me through this whole process.
So what's this day been like for you guys?
What'd you say?
So what's this day been like for your family, achieving this dream?
Yeah, it's been stressful. It's been stressful, but it's been fun. I didn't really sleep that much the night before. I was like, we're watching the draft. So the sixth round goes, and I'm just like, in the middle of the sixth round, I'm like, all right, Mom, I'm leaving. She's like, what? What do you mean? I'm getting out of here. So I was with a couple friends who was with me, at my family friend's house, so we just got out. I'm like, what happens, Mom? I need space. I need to get out. So we actually drove to Chicago, and on my way to Chicago, I got a phone call from the Vikings. and they're like, hey, is the TV on? Are you there? I'm like, yeah, I'm there. Yeah, we want to draft you. I'm like, oh my goodness. So it's been pretty hectic, but it all paid off.
So you were in the car when they called you?
Yeah, I was in the car driving to Chicago. Uh-huh. So that'll be a sort of self.
So how familiar are you with your new teammate, Pat Elflein? Did you go against him at all in college?
I'm not familiar with him quite a bit, to be honest. Like everything still kind of moves me. Right now, I'm talking to you at a restaurant. Not even at, like, there's a whole bunch of people, random people that are just looking at me on the phone right now. I need to touch up and do my research, but I'm actually with some close friends right now at a restaurant, but I haven't even looked at who they drafted, because, like, it really just caught me by surprise, like, but, get back to me on that, and I'll do research on everyone.
What restaurant?
Restaurant. To be honest, one of my friends surprised me. I don't even know what restaurant I'm at.
Okay.
It's called Knife Time. Knife Time, that's what it's called, yeah. Okay. It's like a knife and time as in T-I-M-E. That's the restaurant I'm at.
So is the plan to sign a couple autographs and get the check comped?
Yeah, maybe. But I'm just enjoying the process, and I'm just first person I want to get things is just Jesus Christ. There's a lot of doubts. I had a lot of doubts just growing up, going through the process in Northwestern. A lot of people doubted my capabilities, and I stayed focused and I had a plan. And I'm just going to carry. I'm not going to get complacent. And I plan on having that same plan once I get to the National Football League. It's not easy. Anyone can get drafted, but it says a lot about you if you can make it through and have a long career in the National Football League.
What are you going to order as your celebratory meal?
Hey, I got to get it. What would a Viking order? A Viking would order a steak. And that's what I'm doing right there. Because that's what men do.
Skull, Daddy, skull.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Enjoy your meal.
Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.